this question about dreams. 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 Dreams are described in Vedanta Sutra, Part 3, Chapter 2, Verse 1, and many verses after that. So the question asked arises, what happens in dreams? Does the Atma leave the body and move about? Many people, many books, modern books, describe that the Atma leaves the body and moves about. But Gita says in Gita chapter 2, verse 24, says that the Atma is achala. Achala means doesn't move. So the understanding of Gita is that the soul, Atma, doesn't go anywhere. But the subtle body can move around, expand, and contract. Subtle body means mind, intelligence, chitta, hankara. So thus, it's possible to have an out-of-body experience through the vehicle of the subtle body. It's called linga shrier, mind intelligence, modern buddhi. Atma stays in the body, because Atma leaves the body as equal to death. So out-of-body experience means mind travel. Metaverse. Jai, dreams, ki jai. And Vedanta Sutra says dreams are true when we dream of Guru or Krishna. They can be true. It says, Swapna Krishna Degi Satyam. If you see Krishna in a dream, it's Satyam. It's in the Vedanta Sutra, Part 4. There's four parts of Vedanta Sutra.